Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. When is the last time you saw a hashkacha on shampoo? What if I told you there could be a shampoo that's not kosher and you couldn't use it? What would the basis be for such a concept that shampoo needs to be kosher? So the Gemara tells us in today's Daf, Pei Vavam and Aleph and Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us that when it comes to minayin lasicha shehi kishtia, how do you know that rubbing some type of cream, oil, or ointment on the skin is like drinking it b'yom ha-kippur, b'yom kippur? How do you know this? And the Gemara says, afapi, the Mishnah says, afapi shein ra'ay l'davar, even though there's no proof for it, there's a zeich l'davar, there's a hint. It says in the pasuk, shenemar, v'tavo chamayim b'kibbo u'chashemen b'atzmosav, that the oil, the fat, is able to seep into the bones just like water. So there's a comparison to drinking, that sicha, rubbing oil, ointment on the skin, is like drinking it on Yom Kippur. So some Rishonim say this doesn't only apply to Yom Kippur, but anytime there's an Isser of something, any type of Machalos Asuros, it's Asur to put it on your skin. Some Rishonim say that no, this is the unique Isser to Yom Kippur, that Tzichas Kishtia. But any other Isser, if you rub that Isser on your skin, it's not like you're actually drinking it. So how do we assume? Do we assume that you have to make sure that cream, soap, shampoo, that it has to be kosher? Or do you say, no, it's not a concern, this is something only unique to Yom Kippur? So there are two Ramahs, one found in Hilchos Shabbos, one Hilchos Bas Bechalava, which implies that there is no concern of having non-kosher shampoo. So what are the Ramahs? So there's a Ramah that talks about Hilchos Shabbos, Tzimin Shin Chaf Vav. And the Mechaber is talking about bathing with certain types of oats or grains. And the Ramah goes on to say it's usher to use salt to bathe and salt to rub the skin with salt. He says, certainly, kol shekein biboris shekorin zayif, or soap. Zayif is soap, bilashon Ashkenaz, or bishar chalev, or any other type of fat. Chalev is asur midraisa, chalev is an iser kares. You're not allowed to. Why can you use this on Shabbos? Sheni moach al yadav v'havei nolad, because it's going to melt, it's going to be nolad. You're changing the form from a solid into a liquid. It's a violation on Shabbos. The implication from this Ramah is that on the week, during the weekday, this would be entirely permitted. So the Gra there says, well, not true. There's some Rishon who holds not only would this be Asur on Shabbos, but this would also be Asur even during the week. That's the Gra's understanding. But the Berlacha on the spot says that no, not true. He says the Minhag Olam is to use a soap and shampoo even though it's made from Chalev, and only Ezim Medaktikins here in Bazar, certain people who are particular in every iota of Halacha, they're careful about this. And the Mishnah Berurah adds on, if it's very easily accessible, you could buy shampoo that doesn't have animal fat, that's great. But Bevadei Nachon, one should be Machmer if they have that ability. But the Minhag Olam is not to be so machmir. That's the first Ramah, which implies that during the weekday, chalev and other types of isurim are allowed to be in shampoo. There is another reason that's found in the Ramah in Hilchos Bas Bechalav. There, the Ramah is talking about a situation of that some had a chashash that using certain pots, that they would boil water for the purposes of soap. He says, "Akli she'osin b'mayim, the pot that's used to make water for the purpose of chafifas harosh, washing hair, ein l'shamish bo, the osin osam efer shalakira. You shouldn't use a pot that's made from the ashes or use the ashes from the oven, because why? The oven, they used to have one oven, they didn't have a milchik's oven and a fleishik's oven, so they sometimes use it for milchik, sometimes for fleishik, so all the proper separations. But regilas hulis arif sham the bas v'chal, the ashes were made of milk and basar. And if you were to use those ashes in the water, and you're cooking in the pot in the water, the shampoo, that's a violation of bishul basar b'chalav. But what about actually using it? The Ramah goes on to say that this is a chumr ba'alma anyways in terms of cooking. But he only addresses the question of bishul, of cooking the ashes of milk and meat. Why not be concerned with putting it on your body? Why not sicha kishtia? So the shach there says, why is the actual putting the ashes or the shampoo on the head, why is that not a problem of nehenna being mana, getting hana from the bas b'chalav? Because she'eino davar shachil, it's inedible. That's the second reason, and this is echoed by the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chazon Ish as well, that if it's inedible, it's not subject to the Isser. So in the end of the day, l'maskana, you don't need to have kosher shampoo. For one of two reasons, or two reasons we'll say. One reason is because many Rishonim hold that this is something unique only to Yom Kippur. And number two is because the shampoo is inedible. Now just to repeat the Mishnah Berurah, if it's a person's able to easily find shampoo that doesn't have animal fat, fats of animals, that would certainly be recommended. But it's very hard to find those. If they start going to the CVS and looking at the bottle, if one wants to be the medaptigim, that option is certainly there, but certainly not necessary.